It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On this federal holiday that honors him, it's not just enough to praise him. We must commit to his unfinished work, to deliver jobs and justice, to protect the sacred right to vote, the right from which all other rights flow.
President Biden repeating his call for Congress to pass voting rights legislation as the nation marked Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Today, Tuesday, U.S. Senate takes up voting rights legislation. The Senate reconvenes at noon Eastern Time. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will move forward with the motion to proceed to the voting rights package that just passed the House. It includes both the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. Now, because the Senate Democrats are using a legislative strategy that involves a message which allows them to get around the Republicans filibustering opening the debate. Schumer promised a cloture vote on the package. Well, the earliest that would happen is Wednesday. And if that fails, which it will, then Schumer has vowed to hold a vote on changing the rules concerning the filibuster. Enter Manchinema. Yes, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema have already announced that they will not agree to getting rid of the filibuster. But a quick note, Schumer could easily institute a change back to the talking filibuster all on his own. I don't know what he's waiting for. Stay tuned. In COVID news, Dr. Anthony Fauci on Monday said that it's too soon to tell whether the current Omicron wave would be the last surge of the coronavirus pandemic. Omicron has quickly become the dominant strain of the virus, and it's driven a record increase in new cases. But Omicron has caused less severe cases of COVID-19, fueling hopes and speculation that it could boost natural immunity and help bring the pandemic to an end. But Fauci, appearing via video conference at the Davos Agenda virtual event, said that it was still impossible to predict whether that would happen. Meanwhile, the cases keep piling up. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, tested positive. According to his spokesperson, is experiencing very minor symptoms. Milley has been vaccinated and boosted and had tested negative on several previous days. But he is now the latest of several top Defense Department officials to be infected this month as Omicron spreads quickly across the country. Milley is working remotely in isolation and performing his normal duties. Over at the Supreme Court, according to court sources, when the justices resumed in-person arguments last fall when cases were in a marked decline, Justice Sotomayor regularly wore a mask. She's the only one of the nine to do so, as she has diabetes. Well, now that Omicron is surging, Sotomayor didn't feel safe in close proximity to her unmasked colleagues. Apparently, Chief Justice John Roberts understood her concern and in some form asked the other justices to put on their masks too. Well, they all did, except for Neil Gorsuch, who sits next to Sotomayor on the bench. His continued refusal to wear a mask means that Justice Sotomayor is joining in the justices' weekly conferences by phone and hearing arguments remotely from her chambers. First Australia, now France. The French Sports Ministry said Monday that it would not grant any exemptions from a new vaccine pass law that received final approval on Sunday. The statement suggested that Serbian tennis star Novak Djokovic, who is not vaccinated, will likely also be prevented from participating in the French Open in May. Djokovic, who's ranked number one in the world and is chasing a record 21st Grand Slam title, was deported from Australia on Sunday, killing his hope of winning the Australian Open. And China announced on Monday that it was stopping ticket sales for the Beijing Winter Olympics just 2 days after the city's first case of Omicron. China said last fall it was barring foreign spectators, but on Monday, Beijing's Winter Olympics Organizing Committee said it wouldn't let domestic fans attend either. This in order to ensure the safety of all participants and spectators. Through her attorney, convicted sexual abuser Ghislaine Maxwell told a New York federal judge that she will no longer fight to keep secret the names of eight, count them, eight, high-profile men connected to a 2015 defamation case brought by Virginia Jeffrey. She's one of Maxwell and Epstein's victims. Maxwell's now facing up to 65 years in prison after she was found guilty last month on 5 federal charges for her role in Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse of minor girls between 1994 and 2004. And finally, as the world's richest and most powerful gather virtually this year, thanks to COVID, at the Davos World Economic Forum, a new report released from Oxfam details how the wealth of billionaires increased more than ever over the past 2 years. The chief finding? The 10 richest people in the world, all white men, more than doubled their wealth from a collective $700 billion to $1.5 trillion. The organization estimated that over 160 million people were pushed into poverty at the same time. Peter S. Goodman, the author of the new book, Davos Man, How the Billionaires Devoured the World, is my special guest today on The Nicole Sandler Show. Heard on Progressive Voices at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific, or podcast anytime from NicoleSandler.com.